Hey guys, welcome to The Papers Show.
I'm Brendan.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're going to talk about something really important. Recently, Argentina voted on whether or not to legalize abortion. Thankfully, they voted to keep it illegal.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. But this lady over writing for the slime, I mean Time, decided to write a piece proclaiming that the Catholic Church, that this vote reveals that the Catholic Church has a deep fear of female desire.
She's obviously completely misinformed or just trying to take a punch at the church.
It's a combination of the both, I'm sure. I think that she's just very salty that her side lost the vote.
Yeah.
Go life is what I'm going to say to that one. In general, this entire article is very, very... it's a hit piece. That's really the big thing that I can say about this one, you know, because it's...
She brings out many different kind of dumb arguments, too.
Very. She opens up the article with a choice between legal abortion or illegal abortion. There's a reason why abortion is illegal in Argentina, because it's more immoral. It is morally reprehensible and murder. It is murder.
It is.
So for to say it's like it's between whether or not women getting abortions should do it legally or illegally, just don't have an abortion.
Well, the thing that she basically argues is that many women in Argentina get abortions anyway, you know, illegally.
And there's a reason why it's illegal, because
yes,
it's
wrong. Morally wrong. But she says because it's happening anyway, we should legalize it and give them the help they need. That's not what you do. It should still be illegal, but you should help those women out and to find a better way, not just killing the baby.
Yeah, she referenced something like, oh, yeah, society, most people in society say that women shouldn't, that it shouldn't be illegal or that women shouldn't be criminalized for going through and having an abortion.
Now, in many cases that I know of, at least nowadays, that is kind of a thing that, like, many church or Catholics push for, the not to penalize them so much due to the fact that many of them don't even know that it's like they've actually been so misinformed that they don't even know that it's actually a child.
That may be a valid
now of
point.
Course it doesn't mean that you can't figure that out and know it. I mean, it's obviously it's a child anyway, so it's still wrong no matter what.
One of her arguments, however, is that because the society in Argentina is saying, you know, women shouldn't be penalized for it, it shouldn't be illegal, because society is clamoring for it, it should therefore not be that women should not be penalized or women shouldn't, or it should not be illegal, which is very just wrong. That's not, you don't determine what is right and what is wrong based on how society views things.
No.
Right and wrong is
humans can't decide what's right and wrong. It would be
in
really
stone.
Bad.
And murder is wrong.
Yeah.
Which is why abortion is illegal. Simple as that. Go ahead.
So, yeah, there's this other word that I don't like that she keeps on using throughout her article. And here's one part where she uses it, where she says, if we look deeper, we will discover that at the heart of the issue is the sexuality of women and their right to choose not to become a mother. The problem is she keeps using the word right. As if women or any people have the right to kill somebody or have an abortion in a woman's case. Abortion is not a right. You only have, as is in the United States Constitution as well, but it's also within this catechism of the church, you have essentially three rights. Inalienable rights given to us by God. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But my way I like to use is holiness. But
you have the right to become a saint.
Yes. You're not other than those three basic rights right there, you don't have any other inalienable rights given to you. You don't have the right to kill someone. You don't have the right to have someone pay for your health.
Yeah, you don't have the right to health care. You don't have the right to receive an education. You don't have the right to live somewhere. You know, that's stuff that you got to actually work towards and earn.
Yes.
You know, and there's other stuff that obviously is immoral that you don't have a right to, such as murder or the theft of someone else's property, you know, that type of stuff.
Although a quite interesting thing on the on like theft, but it might go for certain other things, is that in certain cases it can be okay.
That's a topic for
that's
a different time.
For another day,
that
but I did want to mention that.
That is a topic for a different
that.
Time. The, what was I going to say? The woman who wrote this article mentions several things such as asking why people who are pro-life are so vitriolic in their arguments against it, you know, such as calling abortionists murderers, or, you know, spray painting on abortion clinic walls murderers or something like that. You know, why are we so vitriolic about it? It's because it's murder.
That's why.
It's because you're killing people.
Yeah, I also did and the reason that it's murder is because it's a human. And why is it human? Because human life starts at conception no matter what. That is when it does start, and it's taught by the church. And there's a reason why it starts there. God said so. There's a passage within the catechism where he says, before you were in the womb, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
So God already knows you exist. He knows you're going to exist, and you're going to be aborted if you're...
From the time of conception, there is a soul in that
embryo. Specifically a spirit.
Yes.
That's what distinguishes us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the other thing that she mentions, you know, I'll go ahead and quote this part here from the article. To them, meaning the Catholic Church, desire has to be paid. If you had an enjoyable time during sexual intercourse, the contraception failed, and an unintended pregnancy results from it, then the woman has to own it. They say she is an adult. She should have kept her knees together. This is a quote from the article. Now, that is true. If you do something sinful, such as, you know, having sex outside of marriage or trying to contracept and it doesn't work, you are responsible for your actions. Mm-hmm. That is true in any system of logic, except for maybe her head.
Yeah.
You know, it's
if
true.
If you do something wrong, you have to own up to it.
Exactly. Maybe the simple solution was to not.
Don't do the do-do-do.
If you don't want to have a baby.
Yes.
Maybe that's a simple solution. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but don't do stuff that would result in a child if you don't want a child.
Exactly. That's the whole
it's
point.
It's fairly simple. And what's really irritating is that women like this or anyone writing an article like this, you know, they say it's like we're attacking women for their desires is the point of this article. It's like that's not the case, because the rule applies to men just as much as women. Do not have sex outside of marriage. That's the rule. That's the rule in the Catholic Church. And if you're gonna have sex inside of marriage, it's for the purpose of having a baby. That's
in marriage.
It goes for men,
children,
and women, no matter what.
All of man.
It's not attacking female desire. It's not attacking men's desire. It's limiting. It's things like here is what God gave us. Here is how He wants us to use it. And here's our responsibility with what God gave us. That's what it is.
Yes.
You know, it's not us trying to put women down. It's not trying to put anyone down. It's just your responsibility.
And she also mentions in the article that the Catholic Church sees women as born to be mothers. The church does not see women as that.
Not specifically. Not everyone is called to be a literal parent.
No.
You know, men, some men aren't called to be fathers. Some men are called to be priests. Some men are called to just be single or religious or are monks or something like that. You know.
But she also specifically says here, in their eyes, women without exception are born to be mothers, as if there are no exceptions.
It's the same thing for women. If you don't want to, if you're not called to be a mother, you can be a nun. You don't have to be a nun.
You don't have to be a nun.
You don't have to get married.
As long as you're doing something spiritually productive.
As long as you're following what God called you to do to become a saint, that is fine. If God called you to be the CEO of a big company and to not have any kids, perfect.
As long as you're following
more
all
power
of his,
to you.
As long as you're following all of his laws.
Exactly.
And leading your life to become a saint.
Exactly.
Not just being born as a mother. You don't. She brings up. She's very misinformed and very angry. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So.
She's salty.
Yeah.
She's a salty. She's a salty cracker. She's a saltine. I think that's enough of that.
Yeah. No.
We're going to go ahead and leave a link to the article in the description of this video so that you can read it for yourself. Of course, if you have any comments or qualms with what we're saying, go ahead and leave them in the comments below. We'd love to read them. We might even respond to a few of them. And as always, leave a like on the video. Follow our Facebook page, Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and press the bell notification button so you can find out whenever we upload our videos.
And don't forget about Patreon.
We are on Patreon, absolutely.
As well as Comcast, our podcast app.
CastBox?
What did I say?
You said Comcast.
Oh. CastBox.
We're on Comcast. Thanks, Comcast. Sponsored by Comcast.
Anyway,
we're not sponsored by Comcast. Yes, we're on CastBox, but really, really importantly, we are on Patreon. It really would help if you guys subscribe to us on Patreon. It's difficult for us to find time to record sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's at great expense to our own personal time, which is very tough sometimes.
Yes.
So if you like what we do, Please go subscribe to us on Patreon. $5 a month is all that we ask.
Suggested is what we'd like.
And what do we give them if they subscribe to us on Patreon? I forget.
Oh, we give them shout-outs. We give them...
we give you a shout-out, and I think we answer your question as well.
We answer more of your questions as
well. We'll give you some premium stuff if you subscribe to us on Patreon. Anyway, that's a little bit of a rant. But, in short, do all that stuff. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Press the bell notification.
Like us on Facebook.
That stuff.
All of those things.
All of our social media in the description below.
This has been The Papist Show.
Bye-bye.